pain compels our attention. It makes it seem that pain is all that exists. And since pain comes from the body, we abandon and leave our bodies behind. In that way, we betray our bodies. The purpose of these first few exercises is to help you gradually learn to befriend your body and learn to trust it even when it feels bad. And that's not always an easy task. So let's begin. We'll start with a part of your body that's not painful. And it's important to note that no matter how long you have been in pain, there is always a place in your body, perhaps a small place, that is pain-free or relatively pain-free. Granted, this part of your body may be small and, so to speak, off the beaten path, like a finger, the inside of your cheek, or your forearm. Wherever it is, notice the lack of pain, maybe even the pleasure or comfort, or at least the neutrality of this sensation of this part of your body. Next, allow yourself to feel an area where your body hurts. Now, not the most painful, but just an area that has a medium or a moderate intensity of pain. And remember, take this at your own pace, and if it does become too intense, find an area that's even less painful, one that you can stay with more easily. Now, shift your attention between the pain-free area, no matter how small it is, and the area of mild to moderate pain. Do this a few times at your own pace and in your own rhythm. Gently sense the contours of the painful area by breathing into it, perhaps, and then let go of the tension or pain as you exhale. Some of the sensations you may encounter are tightness, openness, expansion, contraction, tingling, burning, warmth, heat, coldness, coolness, sharpness, stabbing, or aching. I mean, there are almost an endless number of sensations that you can identify, that you can learn to identify them. And the more you can identify, the richer becomes your relationship with your body. And this is really another way that we can reconnect with our bodies. Now return to the pain-free area you found before, sensing into it as you breathe in and then letting go as you breathe out. Repeat this a few times. And then what are you finding now in this area of your body that you didn't perhaps even notice before? Again, this is just a curiosity. There's no right way to do this. And the corollary is there's no wrong way to do it. And if there's no right way and there's no wrong way, there's only one way to do it, and that's your way. And that way is always changing because you're always changing. Using your breath and shifting back and forth between places of pleasure and places of pain, try visiting several more of the painful places in your body and several of the more pleasant or pain-free places. Pause at each part of your body, at each place, sending your breath to re-inhabit each part of that inner landscape, that inner world, the inner universe of your body experience, and letting go of all effort as you gently exhale.